You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Moshe chiben Torah miSinai. So, Mishnah is informing us that there was a very great impact on Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom from Har Sinai, because it doesn't say Moshe chiben Torah beSinai. That means the location of the Sinai, but Mi Sinai. So that means Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom learned something from the mountain. So Midrash says, Har Tabur v'Har Karmel, v'aredo harim ke'elim. So when Rabbeinu Shalom wanted to give the Torah, so the mountain would jump up and down. So they felt they would like to be honored to be given Torah on. So first of all, have you seen any mountain jump something down? So what does this mean? That means that the mountain was jumping up and down, and then Har Sinai kept quiet, silent, idle. So what is that supposed to mean? So let's say this table, how did it get into the Knesset? You brought him or were jumping up and down? So what does it mean? We brought him in here. So what does it mean? Dash is trying to inform us that there are other mountains that they showed excitement and wanted to be privileged by having the Torah, but Har Sinai felt, you know, it's not deserving. I mean, and beside this, I mean, to jump for Mitzvah, is that a good point? Is that a positive point? So they should not be credited? So here we look at it as a negative thing. Well, what's wrong? You know, they were so excited, happy, they wanted to receive the Torah. Yeah? So why, actually, you know, they're being discarded. So we have to say, actually, everything that Hashem created has some type of sense. That's in the Midrash that says, when Yaakov Avinu of Shalom stopped by Luz, the stones were fighting. Remember the story that they wanted to be placed under the head of Yaakov Avinu of Shalom. So now here, so the angels, obviously in Shomayim, the angels of the mountain have some sort of freedom. It's called Bechira. They call it Chod Mokhtari. So the angel of the Ma'amad Har Sinai felt, of course, you have to show excitement because it's a once in a history such a thing would happen. It's a great privilege that you be known that Hashem spoke over you, over the mountain. So now he said, you know, who am I? You know, I don't deserve these things. I didn't do any mitzvot today. But Har Karmel, Har Tabur, they felt they do deserve it. So now, first of all, of course, to show the excitement is a great thing. But to brag that you have enough zechut to be able to receive it, so that's a big problem. So now here you see Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom was honored to receive the Torah. It says, Mi Sinai. So what does it mean, Mi Sinai? So now, we have to think it over how long this challenge took Har Sinai to stay aside. How long did it take him? Just imagine you have three mountains. There are two jumping up and down, and one standing quietly on the side. So how long did that take? How long?
Not long.
So I see at that moment that he could hold himself and say, you know what, I should not get involved with this because I cannot be part of this. Because, you know, I don't deserve it. So that moment that he was able to hold himself, then he was privileged that to be picked and selected as a mountain that till today, you know, this mountain that Ribono Shel Olam rested his Shekhinah. You know what that is? Many times we feel that the circumstances is so aggravating, so challenging, that I have to show some action. I have to reply to it. But here we see a moment of management can bring you the lifetime credit. You know what that is? Just the moment of holding yourself can bring you a credit for the rest of your life. Till today, Har Sinai, what's the other name of Har Sinai? No, Har Sinai. Har Horeb. What is Har Horeb? What is called Har Horeb? Because Horeb is Otiot Haver. What does Haver mean? Friend. And you know what they call it? Dust? It's from dust. Because dust is your dust. It helps you. So now, why? Why Har Sinai is called Har Horeb? Because he became the Haver of Ribono Shel Olam. So, anytime you can hold yourself, you can manage yourself, you become the Haver of Ribono Shel Olam, like Hebruta. And it's only a moment. So, like, let's say you want to get up. You say, no, I'm not going to get up right now. I'm going to sit down. You want to say something? You say, no. I'm going to wait another minute. Don't say I'm going to wait 2 minutes. It's 1 minute. Because to wait 2 minutes is too much. Then when you wait 1 minute, then you extend it. Yeah. Because, yes, exactly. Because if you say, I'm going to say nothing for 5-10 minutes, forget it. It's not going to work. Because he knows he cannot do it. Just say, you know, trick him. Say, I'm going to do it only for 1 minute. And then you extend it. And then it goes away. And this is unbelievable Mishnah. Moshe Qibel Torah Mi Sinai. That he was able to hold himself and not jump up and down. Ragdu Harim Kayelim. The Tabur and Carmel, they were out. Out. But here has Sinai from the Olmei Ad. It's a reminder in the history of the Am Yisrael that he received the Torah because he hold himself. Hashem Yizakenu to be able to manage ourselves and do the Ratzon of Ribono Shel Olam. Nizkeh Shana Maleh, Yeshuot, Besorot Tovot. Amen.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.